What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby C. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, how are you feeling? I'm feeling right. I know it's been a minute since I put something up. My bad, guys. It was I'm going through a new process, just started a new job. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get some money. So, cause you know, and I gotta get money not only to pay the bills, but I gotta, if I wanna do these extra things that I wanna do, like make my own clothing brand and stuff like that, I need money to invest. So I need capital. So you gotta get, you know, I thought unemployment was gonna come in and help out, but unemployment is so backed up, it's crazy. Like, I filed for unemployment like in the middle of July, and I haven't seen nothing yet. I can't even get in contact with unemployment. Like, they won't even pick up the phone. They're not answering a lot. I don't know how you guys are doing it. I hope whoever's getting unemployment from you guys, I hope you guys got it, because it's hard out here. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I have a supporting girlfriend, soon to be wife. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you guys know when I pop that question. Shh, don't tell nobody. We'll keep that a little secret. But it's hard. I hope you guys are doing good. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are either working or your unemployment's coming in or whatever it is going on. I hope you got some income coming in, because it's not fun not having money. You know what I'm saying? So I hope everything is going well. Also, guys, shout outs to Chino the Barber. You know what I'm saying? His car got broken into a couple days ago. And they stole some of his stuff. That really sucked. You know what I'm saying? And then it looked like he was going to have to buy a whole new set and everything. Lucky enough. I'm sorry. The guy that helped him out, I forget what his name is. I'll probably put it into the description. I got to see who. But someone came up and they had some barber stuff and stuff like that. And they gave him like a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know if they were brand new or used, but I know they gave him some new like clippers and stuff like that, and he's gonna use that. So hopefully, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Chino got blessed. You know what I'm saying? In this day and age, it's hard. You know, it's easy to see all the bad things, but it's hard to see all the good things too. So, you know, yes, someone broke into his car. They busted out his window, took his stuff, but he was blessed with some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna rebuild. You know what I'm saying? Well, not really rebuild. He's gonna keep going down his path. But shout outs to Chino for, you know, even while I was looking at his Instagram story and stuff like that, I thought he was gonna be upset, and he was just like, look, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I hope whoever broke into my car and grandma, I hope you guys really needed that. You know what I'm saying? He thinks it might have been a crackhead or a meth head. You know what I'm saying? That sold it for crack or meth. That could possibly be it. But, you know, he had the vibe like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't change it. You can't, like, you know what I'm saying? He can't find, like, what are you going to do? Become Batman and look through the whole city for this guy? Like, he's like, look, whatever happens, happens. I hope you, whoever took it, I hope it benefited you, because you really, like, hurt, like, at that point, they were hurting his pockets, because I'm pretty sure all the appointments that he had to cancel. So that really sucks. But then he got blessed. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chino. Hope everything goes well. I got to see you in a little bit, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm woofing like crazy. So I got to, you know, give me a minute. We're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Looking good. Looking fresh. You know what I'm saying? Guys, on this episode, I'm talking about what do I think about promise rings versus engagement rings. And I'm giving my thoughts and what I feel about it, my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that my opinion is correct, but you guys let me know if you guys agree with me. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it right into it. Let's get it. Promise rings or engagement rings? Which one should we be investing in? What's going on, guys? So you guys know what the episode is about. Promise ring and engagement ring. I'm giving my opinions on what I think one against the other one does. Now, look, this is not, I'm not coming at anybody. This is my opinion, you know. And the reason that this guy brought up was because Kat was looking on, my girlfriend Kat was looking something on social media, and someone had posted up and said, if you don't get a promise ring by the holidays, then you should break up with your boyfriend or something like that. He's not the one or something like that.
He's for the streets.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't understand that. And I'm not saying that Kat was like, oh, you got to give me a promise ring now. She didn't say that. She was just asking like what her opinion, like my opinion was on that. And my thing, even since I was a kid, I never understood what a promise ring was. Like, I never got it. Like, I never understood what it was supposed to mean. You're promising for what? We're promising to be together forever. We're promising that one day I'm going to get you an engagement ring. We're promising, like, what are we promising here? And so Kat went in and she, like, she actually had to look up the definition of the promise, because she didn't know what a promise ring was either. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for the people who be like, oh, I know what a promise, no, you don't know what a promise ring is. You don't, because, you know what I'm saying? You know, you've heard of it, but you don't know the actual definition of a promise ring. Like, what are we promising here? So she goes in and she looks, and if you find out that it's a ring that's promising to basically, I think, to get an engagement ring later on. But you can wear the promise ring on any finger. So like with the engagement ring, you can only wear it on the left hand ring finger, right between the middle finger and the pinky. That's your ring finger. And that's the only time you can wear an engagement ring. Well, a promise ring, you can wear it anywhere. You can wear it on your middle finger, your ring finger, your pinky, your index, your thumb. Even as I'm talking about it, I'm trying to make sense of it, but I can't. Like, it's like, what do I describe that as? You know what I'm saying? So I said I was never interested in prom. Now, I don't mind if like middle schoolers, high schoolers, I don't mind if they've been in a relationship for a year or two. That's cute. Give them a promise ring. That's really cute. You know what I'm saying? That's nice. That's at least that's telling me in their sense that they're committing to something. You know what I'm saying? As a kid, it's very hard to commit to something, especially a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear that high schoolers and middle schoolers do it, I think it's kind of cool. It's like, oh yeah, do that, like do your thing. Like that's really awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, you know, it's cute in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're committing. That's what's up. And I've seen guys give promise rings too. And you know, I don't come at them. I don't judge them or anything like that. I'm not saying that that's stupid and you're stupid for doing it, or you're acting like a kid. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, me personally, the one thing that I didn't like about it, well, not like, the one thing that always conflicted with me was like, if you're gonna spend X amount of dollars for a promise ring, you might as well have taken that money and saved it and put it towards the actual engagement ring. So let's say someone buys somebody a promise ring for, let's say, $250, $300. Rather than just buying the promise ring, you should have took those $300 and put it to the side, or maybe put a down payment, you know what I'm saying, to put the engagement ring that you are going to buy, and just put a down payment on that and then just keep making payments on that until you can finally pay off the ring so you can finally, you know, propose. Rather than taking that $300, buying a promise ring, and then having to go then pay for the actual engagement ring, which is going to cost you a couple stacks. You know what I'm saying? At least at the minimum, you're looking at maybe $1,200 for a decent engagement ring, a decent one. Nothing fancy, nothing, just a basic engagement ring is going to cost you maybe $1,200, you know? And, you know, I know how, like, you guys are like, Steve, how you know about that? I know, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk out my ass, you know what I'm saying? I be researching this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is our secret. You know what I'm saying? This really going to prove who really be listening to my podcast. Because the ones that be listening right now be like, oh, snap. Steve been looking. The ones who don't listen to my podcast but be around me, and then when it finally happens, they be like, damn, Steve, how come you didn't tell me that you was about to do this and do... You didn't listen to the podcast? Oh, well, I guess you should listen to the podcast then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you was out of the loop. You know what I'm saying? But back to what I was saying. Yeah, so I've always... That's one thing that I've always... It's always been conflicted in me. Like, oh, like a promise ring, that's cool. But if that... Like, if we know that that's going to get taken over and the greater ring is the engagement ring, then the engagement ring is the wedding ring. See, because here's my thing. At least with the engagement ring, Females can wear it, or guys. Guys can get engagement rings too, but females can wear it with their wedding ring. So they wear it throughout the process, if it's a year or two, until they get married, and then they get their wedding ring, but they can still wear their engagement ring and their wedding ring together. You know what I'm saying? With the promise ring, the moment you give her the engagement ring, she's no longer going to wear the promise ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, because the engagement ring is greater. It's on a greater level than the promise ring. You know what I'm saying? So that's always been another conflict of mine as well. And another thing that I don't like is making people feel weird. And I feel like a lot of times, females, when they do get their when they do get their promise rings, it's a bittersweet moment. Because it's bittersweet because, yeah, they got a promise ring and they're being committed to, but now you got people all of a sudden asking, like, when the moment you put it on social media, automatically the female gets all these waves of instant messages or DMs going, oh my god, you got engaged, it's an engagement ring, oh my god, when did he propose? Well, and now it becomes a bittersweet because she's like, she's happy that she got the ring, but now she has to keep telling everybody, like, no, I'm not engaged, it's just a promise ring. And now it seems like, you know what I'm saying, now it feels like people, now their excitement goes from 100 to like 50. They're like, oh, a promise ring, okay, cool, that's what's like, he didn't like, okay. Excuse me. And they try to, you know what I'm saying? They try to stay excited and make them feel good and whatever, but you know it's not the same excitement. You know what I'm saying? You know that what you just got was the engagement ring excitement. Then when you broke the news that it was a promise ring, the excitement kind of went down. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes, again, it becomes bittersweet. I never liked that. I feel like it ruins the moment. It ruins what the promise ring is supposed to mean. You know what I'm saying? It ruins that connection of being like, oh, I'm really happy, to like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because now they're like, and then the questions start coming in from other people, mostly family members and close friends, like, why didn't he just give you an engagement ring? You know what I'm saying? Like, he might as well just gave you a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like promise rings, I feel like, are like the high school level type thing. You know what I'm saying? High school or middle school, where you've been dating for a minute, not just like we've dated 6 months and you get a promise ring. Right now, like, I feel like that's the, like, what we're talking about is like, you literally are been dating 2 years and now you're sophomores or juniors in high school. So now it's like, oh, this is our version of taking it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because there's only certain levels you can go when you're in high school. You know, it's, you're going out, then you're hanging, like, you're dating, then you're together, then, you know, sometimes in some relationships, then it's like kissing, and then you go into that intimacy level. You know what I'm saying? And after that, there's no really level you can go up from there, except getting engaged and married and moving in together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the intimate level, and then maybe sleeping over each other's houses type of level. But other than that, there's no other level. Promise ring is the only thing that you can do other than that, and other than being in high school, for you to show your commitment in a way. I'm not saying guys have, like high school guys or middle school guys, you have to get a promise ring. But that's the only other level after intimacy, if you have intimacy already. If you haven't, then, you know, then, yeah, the promise ring is still your next level. You know what I'm saying? Who's thinking? I don't know if y'all can hear it, but somebody's car is going off. I hate when that happens. That's always what I've always thought. And that's why I've always felt like I was never a fan of the promise ring. The engagement ring lets me know for a fact that, like, oh, this person is taking you seriously. And I'm not saying that people who give other people promise ring are taking them seriously, but, like, I feel like, again, the engagement ring is just on that level. You know what I'm saying? It's just there. It's the standard. It's the gold standard right before getting married. You know what I'm saying? It shows everyone, like, oh, we're definitely going to be together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm committing my life to you, because I'm telling you that I'm going to not only we're in a relationship, but I'm planning my future with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel. Like you're planning your future with that person. Now, the promise ring can mean the same thing. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying if you got somebody a promise ring that I think it's stupid and you're stupid and you're not taking your relationship serious. I'm not saying that at all. Please don't get me wrong. It's just I'm just like my opinion on the promise ring is this. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you got like, hey, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to like. I'm just giving out my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I always felt like the engagement ring was always supposed to be that level. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the promise ring is a good way to show. It should. Maybe the promise ring should be that level right before the engagement ring. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But I know for a fact, for me, it's the engagement ring. Because, again, the moment you buy the engagement ring and you slap it on her finger, she's not going to want to, wear the promise ring. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't happen with the engagement ring. Once you give her an engagement ring and then you give her a wedding ring, 90% of the time, the female's going to wear both rings. They're going to wear the engagement ring and the wedding ring. 99.9% of the time, if you give somebody a promise ring and then you give them an engagement ring 6 months to a year later, or even 2 years later, they won't get rid of it, but they're not going to wear it. You know, they're not going to wear their promise ring. And that symbolizes something as well, because I don't even think, even if you get somebody a promise ring within 6 months, that's no guarantee they're going to keep wearing the promise ring, you know, because it feels like it feels like jewelry, like an accessory. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't, like, I feel like that doesn't have that symbol that an engagement ring does. You know what I'm saying? Like you can forget to put on your promise ring. You can't forget to put on your engagement ring. Like that doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? You can't get away with that. If someone says, "Where's your promise ring?" "Oh, I forgot it on the chest, or I took it off to go wash, my hands in the bathroom and I forgot it, blah blah." "Oh, okay, cool. No problem. Just make sure you wear it tomorrow." An engagement ring? "Where's your engagement ring?" "Oh my God, where is my engagement?" "Oh, there's no like, oh, I left it." And, like, you left it? Like, how did you? Automatically, that's a slap in the face to anybody. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you say, "Oh, I forgot my engagement ring," automatically that person now thinks like, "Oh, you don't take me seriously. You don't take this engagement seriously," type time. Other than a promise ring, where it's like, "Oh, I forgot my promise ring." Like, "Oh, okay, it's cool." Like, I feel like the engagement ring is that symbol. You know what I'm saying? It's that that symbol of like, "Oh, I'm taking this seriously." You know what I'm saying? It has that symbol and power of like, "I'm taken. I'm no longer dating. I'm literally off the shelf because I'm planning my wedding now." You know what I'm saying? So whatever you thought you were going to get from me, any flirting or anything like that, sorry, I got this engagement ring on my finger that says, "I am taken. I am happily in a relationship. Leave me alone. Talk to me nice," type situation. You know what I'm saying? So, but the promise ring doesn't give that power. You know what I'm saying? The promise ring doesn't give that power. Like, "Oh, what's that?" You know what I'm saying? Like, the crazy, like, this is how I know that the engagement ring has more symbol and meaning than the promise ring. Because sometimes, Kat brought this up the other day. She said, if I did give her a promise ring, she would put it on her ring finger just to make it look like an engagement ring so guys wouldn't talk to her or try to flirt with her. Like, that's how powerful and meaningful an engagement ring is, that she's not the only one. Females will actually do that as well. She brought that up as well. Like, females actually do that too. Like, they'll take their promise ring and put it on their engagement ring finger. Like, so, that, because they know that the engagement ring has that symbol and power of like, "Oh, I'm taken. Don't try to talk to me or disrespect me in any way by, trying to flirt with me, because now you clearly know that I'm taken." And I've always been like fascinated with that. You know what I'm saying? Always been fascinated with that. But that's why I always say, like, I've never, that's the conflict that I always had with promise rings. It's like, once you have it, does it really mean, like, I know it means something. Don't get me wrong. The person who gave it to you meant something. And when you received it, it meant something. But it does it have that symbol of like, hey, I'm taken. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the ring it makes or breaks a relationship. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. You know, females have to put, females and guys, not just females, have to, you know, make it known like, oh, I'm taken as well. It doesn't matter if you have a promise ring or an engagement ring. If you're in a relationship and you're very happy, then when guys and or girls try to flirt with you, you have to make it known like, oh, I'm taken. Like, oh, I have a girlfriend. I have a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to let that known before the engagement ring, before the promise ring, that I'm taken and I'm happily in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That that forte of like, oh, you should have put a ring on it if you really love. Like, no. The females and males, if you really take your relationship seriously, then you will let everyone know who tries to come in between your relationship. Like, oh, no, that's not me. I'm happy in a relationship. Thank you, but no thank you type situation. You know what I'm saying? But with the engagement ring, it kind of backs people off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like a promise ring doesn't do that. A promise ring, if a guy sees a promise ring on a girl's finger or even a guy's finger, they just think it's a ring. Like there's nothing that says, oh, promise ring. Like, there's no finger that you're supposed to put the promise ring on that makes you go, oh, that's a promise ring. You're definitely taken. Like there's none of that. Except the engagement ring finger. That's the only way that promise ring gets type of respect put on its name if you put it with an engagement ring and say that it's an engagement ring. Because 10 out of 10 times, if you say, oh, this is a promise ring on my ring finger, guys are going to be like, guys or girls might be like, oh, okay. And they still think they have a chance with you. They still think like, oh, I can still flirt with her and get a couple laughs out of her and maybe, you know, get her to talk to me in a way. But 9 out of 10 times when guys find out that it's an engagement ring, a real engagement ring, they don't. They'd be like, oh, I got to back off because you're taking on, you're off the shelves. That person, that guy or female, I'm not going to say put their stamp on you, but they definitely have claimed that they want to be with you and they're taking your relationship super serious to the point where like, I'm not even on that type of level to even flirt with you because what am I going to do? Give you an engagement ring? I'm going to try to give you an engagement ring 2 weeks into knowing you? Like, no, like, so it makes guys rethink the flirting process with a female or a guy, you know what I'm saying? Because of that, the power of an engagement ring. And I don't think that promise rings have that power. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. All right. I'm not saying it's correct. Just that's the conflict that goes through my mind when I think of promise rings. And I this isn't something that's just now. Like, oh, I've thought about this in the last year or two. No. Like, even when I was in middle school, these are the same conflicts that came through my mind because I didn't know what a promise ring was. And again, like it doesn't have any type of respect that gets put on its name. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but if you want to, like, hell, who am I to tell you or anybody to tell you that you shouldn't give somebody a promise ring? If you want to give somebody a promise ring and say, hey, I promise to be with, like, damn, do it. Do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. You know what I'm saying? But me, if you ask me, hey, are you thinking about giving a promise ring to your girlfriend? No, I'd rather save up, do my research, and just buy an engagement ring. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Just buy an engagement ring. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? You guys aren't me, and I'm not you, because if I was you, you'd be me. So since you're not me, I can't be you. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying whatever feels right, do it. If a promise ring make you feel like it's the correct move to do in your relationship, do it. And do it with a smile and pride in your chest and your head up. You know what I'm saying? If a engagement ring is your choice and you want to get that, do it. Don't wait for nobody to be like, oh, yeah, it's time. Or I don't know if you should do that in your relationship. Or, oh, you should just go to get married without the ring. No. Do it. Whatever you feel like it, do it. If you think your relationship is at that point, or you know your relationship is at that point, do it. Do it. Because you're not me and I'm not you. So I can't see me being you and you can't see you being me. Simple as that. But all right, guys, I just got home. I'm tired. Just got out of work. I'm gonna do an episode on where I work at now. Hopefully you guys like it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to go ahead in. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Philly Talks. I know it's been a minute, but I know that this was a banger. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to everyone. Hope everyone's doing good. Stay safe. I'm out.